Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
The U.S. Senate passing the Respect for Marriage Act, the bipartisan, as you'll hear them talk about it, Respect for Marriage Act. This voted on by a series of Republicans, including Senator Todd Young. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. You should note that that's your senator. Senator Todd Young is one of your senators. Is he right? Well, conceptually, I've always stated that if two people want to live their lives together, I think they should be able to get the same tax breaks as any other two people. Two adults engaging in contract of their own free will. That's usually how I describe it. The Respect for Marriage Act is questionable about whether or not that's its purpose. And no, as I know of it in terms of what I have researched, I have done in it, I would not have voted this way. I, at the very least, would have gone along with Senator Mike Lee of Utah with some of his concepts of amendments. Guaranteed protections for religious beliefs of people who disagree with same-sex marriage, who would have been targeted for discrimination because of the parent legislation. Meaning that while the legislation people like Chuck Schumer want to discuss as the march towards greater equality, two men spend their lives together, I don't think they should be bothered for it. I have made the argument, I've never changed my argument, that words have meaning, and I've only ever been bothered that people want to change the definition of the word marriage. If marriage has a definition of one man and one woman, it's something different when two men or two women do it. I didn't say they couldn't. That's not separate but equal. I'm discussing a definition of a term. I'm not discussing the application of some governmental process. If you tell people that white kids go to school over here and black kids go to school over there, that is separate but equal because it is a government institution playing that out. I'm discussing a cultural institution, a religious institution, which I believe has a right to be upheld. If somebody wants to argue that position with me, you're going to need to get more to drink. Other people, not thinking things through, as we all know, they sometimes don't think things through. It's marriage. Because they can't fathom the idea that maybe words have meaning. But that's my take. And the world has moved on. I haven't changed my point of view because I believe it is still accurate. And as I said, I believe I can win any conversation on it. But the world is up. Marriage. Okay. So if we're now going to engage this and say that you, the states, have to provide recognition in this, whether it's same-sex or interracial. I didn't even know how interracial came into the conversation, but okay, sure, fine. Now it's going to be a question of whether or not you are allowed a religious belief that says, I have no interest in participating. And some people are going to say, well, it's actually written in there that you do. There's a real question as to how strong that argument is about whether or not you do have a right not to participate. You should not, regardless of your place, whether it's in the business community or in the faith community, you should not have to participate in anything you choose not to participate in. The government being in any level of position to force that's a real problem. Now, as National Review writes it, the revised legislation states that nonprofit religious organizations won't be forced to help facilitate same-sex marriage. According to the text, any religious organization, quote, shall not be required to provide services, accommodations, advantages, facilities, goods, or privileges for the solemnization or celebration of a marriage. It also excludes people who are polygamous because it talks about a union between two individuals. So sorry, Matt Bear. Sorry, man. Just you're gonna have to figure out how you're gonna put your stuff together. The Mr. Thruple, that's what they call him. That's what they call him. Matty Bear is Mr. Thruple. The problem with this part of the text is that it can be read as something rather broad or something extremely narrow, meaning it did not engage levels of specificity for a great number of people. This is why Senator Marco Rubio put legislation forth as an amendment. That got voted down. Senator Mike Lee put forth an amendment. That also got voted down. As Senator Lee put it, under this Respect for Marriage Act, see, that's part of the problem. The name doesn't fly for me. Because the name plays an attack, which is, of course, so much part of this conversation. Under the RFMA's current language, writes Senator Lee, many religious schools, faith-based organizations, and other nonprofit entities adhering to traditional views of marriage would be at risk of losing tax-exempt status and access to a wide range of federal programs. Go back to the language of the bill. It states that you are not required to provide these things. It does not say that the government can't take away funding or other things from you for not providing those things. Oh, sure, you can do it at a cost. That's why I oppose the legislation. I swear to you, I don't understand why Senator Todd Young would be okay with this. And so we are going to reach out next week and get him on the show and get answers to this question. As a piece of legislation, concept, I can handle. I already told you I could. Once you get down into the nitty-gritty, you realize how problematic this could become. It is my hope that legislation like this is challenged into the Supreme Court. It should be. Because the protections are necessary. Now, you might think, well, the church just wants an excuse to be bigoted. You know what? Go to hell. No one cares what you think about what the church does, because the church may think you're going to hell. The church may think you're terrible, and you don't want them telling you. But everyone thinks it's okay to pile on the church, attack the church, punch the church, kick the ass of the church. Not how we do it in America. When the baker doesn't want to bake your cake because they don't agree with same-sex marriage, you know what you do? You give them a bad Yelp review and you go on to the next bakery, which is thrilled to have the business. Only an authoritarian scumbag says, let's sue you, let's drag you through the mud, let's attack you. Bad Yelp review, next. Only a scumbag, fascist, authoritarian says, hey, let's destroy them via the legal system. Let's just pressure them. Let's force people to make our cakes. You really want to force somebody to make your cake? Have you not seen Fight Club? Don't eat the cake. Certainly don't eat the soup, but dear God, don't eat the cake. No, I'm not a fan of this legislation. Because the legislation plays in the margins of, look at the good we're doing, and then how could you disagree with this? There are many reasons to disagree with this. The problem is most people don't play in nuance. Then again, most people don't read legislation either.